Caramello by Sandra Cisneros. Read by the author.
Para ti, papá.
Cuéntame algo, aunque sea una mentira.
Tell me a story, even if it's a lie.
Disclaimer, or I don't want her, you can have her. She's too hocicona for me.
The truth. These stories are nothing but story, bits of string, odds and ends found here and there, embroidered together to make something new. I have invented what I do not know and exaggerated what I do to continue the family tradition of telling healthy lies. If, in the course of my inventing, I have inadvertently stumbled on the truth, perdónenme. To write is to ask questions. It doesn't matter if the answers are true or puro cuento. After all and everything, only the story is remembered, and the truth fades away like the pale blue ink on a cheap embroidery pattern. Eres mi vida. Sueño contigo, mi amor. Suspiro por ti. Solo tú. Part 1. Recuerdo de Acapulco.
We're all little in the photograph above Father's bed. We were little in Acapulco. We will always be little. For him, we are just as we were then. Here are the Acapulco waters lapping just behind us, and here we are sitting on the lip of land and water. The little kids, Lolo and Memo, making devil horns behind each other's heads. The awful grandmother holding them, even though